Barb Bryce is a native of Minnesota. She's the fourth child in a family of 15 siblings, if you can imagine that. As a girl, she spent many summers at the family cabin on Whitefish Lake. She met her husband, David, while both were employed at the University of Minnesota Hospitals. Barb is the proud mother of three daughters. Barb?
Well, it's happening now, and it happens at every class. As you go around and you get to read your story, there's always someone that you don't really want to follow. So I've had quite a few of those so far. Anyway, this is called Sundays in Winter. Frost covered the inside window panes of my bedroom, allowing the icy chill of winter to enter into the early morning darkness. Despite the cold and lack of light, on winter Sunday mornings of my childhood, my mother would crack the door to our bedrooms and whisper loudly, "Time to get up." Hurriedly, quietly, we would slip into warm clothing and meet my mother down in the vestibule of our old green Victoria house on Lincoln Avenue. As we struggled into our boots and jackets, mother would reach into the top drawer of the hall dresser and hand out white lace altar veils and St. Joseph missals. Out the door, down the dimly lit street, our boots crunched in the freshly fallen snow. We followed mother, the high brick walls of the Convent of the Visitation looming in the distance. Entering the convent chapel, we would genuflect and make the sign of the cross before kneeling in the wooden pew. The priest, escorted by two white-clad altar boys, entered the altar from the left. The cloistered nuns, secure behind a lattice girl on the right of the altar, began to warble in high falsetto the Latin hymn which signaled the beginning of Mass. The row of seven Austin children would rise and in a hushed monotone begin the litany of prayers. 45 minutes later, we were home. Entering the kitchen, Dad stood at the stove stirring oatmeal while a pot of freshly brewed coffee perked on the adjacent burner. Toddlers of various ages sat in high chairs or booster seats at the table. Scrambling out of our winter jackets, we hurried to help put breakfast on the table. "We're leaving by 8 a.m. sharp," my dad would order. At 7:57, we clambered into the station wagon, once dressed for the cold, except this time we all wore black stretch pants and ski boots. Eight pairs of skis and poles were affixed to the roof of our car on the ski rack. Our destination was Pine Bend, a ski area which adjoined an oil refinery on the outskirts of St. Paul. Because my dad owned stock in the company, we were allowed to ski free. As the station wagon glided up the entrance to the ski area, the ticket taker distributed eight tickets and the wire pyramids with which to affix them to our jacket zippers. "Only about five above today, Dr. Austin," warned the attendant. "You don't say," said my dad. "Last week it was 10 below. Am I right, Jerry?" questioned my dad. This was my dad's way of telling the guy that it was summer compared to the last time we skied. As we turned into the parking lot, seven of us scrambled for our hats, mittens, and face warmers. We knew it was useless to argue that we were going to have to slush down the snowy slopes no matter what the conditions. Shouldering our skis, we trooped off to the ski hill, casting longing looks at the warm chalet. My dad demonstrated a turn and beckoned us to follow him. He glided and swooped down the slope in a gentle arc as we strove to imitate him. Suddenly, he broke into a mambo. Seven of us switched to a stop on the hill, eyes bright, as we watched Dancing with the Stars on snow. My dad loved to ski, and he loved even more to dance. Yellow Tam perched atop his head, his black-belted, trim figure dipped and swayed, ski-poled, arms outstretched, knees bent. Dad, engrossed in dance, forgot about us for the moment. We stood transfixed until we saw the black pinpoint of his figure take one final arc and stop. He peered up the hill through sunglasses, his head bent to the side, and beckoned for us to follow. In that moment, we forgot the allure of the ski chalet and the frothy hot chocolate and the Sunday afternoon television shows our friends were allowed to watch in the comfort of their warm homes. We were learning lessons. The lessons were not only in dance and ski form, but lessons in strength and resilience. My dad was giving us lessons in life on cold, frosty mornings, of being in the moment, enjoying nature and exercising not only our bodies, but our minds and our mere being. At times, we were jealous of our friends as we grumbled to them that we had to go skiing on Sundays, like it was a death sentence. Secretly, we cherished these moments with our dad and the camaraderie we enjoyed. Looking back on those days, we see them as a gift, treasuring times remembered with a dad that gave the very special gift of himself.
And very appropriate for this time of year.